Doctrine and Covenants in Church History Gospel Doctrine Teacher's Manual. Lesson 11. The Field is White, All Ready to Harvest. Purpose: to help class members resolve to strengthen the kingdom of God through diligent service, particularly by sharing the gospel through missionary work. Preparation. 1. Preferably study the following scriptures and other materials. A. Doctrine and Covenants, Sections 4, 11, 12, 14, 15, 16, 18, 31, 33, 75, and the other scriptures in this lesson. B. Our Heritage, page 11. 2. Review the material for this lesson in the Class Member Study Guide, number 35686. Plan ways to refer to the material during the lesson. Suggestions for lesson development. Attention activity. As appropriate, use the following activity or one of your own to begin the lesson. Write on the chalkboard Samuel Smith, Phineas Young, and John P. Green. Explain that once the gospel was restored, the church began a tremendous missionary effort to spread these glad tidings throughout the world. Many new converts responded with zeal to missionary calls. One of these converts was Joseph Smith's brother, Samuel. In April 1830, Samuel Smith began traveling to neighboring towns in New York to preach the gospel and introduce people to the Book of Mormon. He had little success, though he did sell a copy of the book to a man named Phineas Young. In June 1830, Samuel was set apart by the prophet Joseph to take a missionary journey to the east. He walked 25 miles the first day and stopped at many houses, but the people treated him unkindly and would not listen. The next day, he left a copy of the Book of Mormon with John P. Green, a Methodist minister. John Green's wife, Rhoda, was Phineas Young's sister. Facing rejection from almost everyone he contacted, Samuel felt that his mission had not been very successful. However, the books he left with Phineas Young and John P. Green led to their conversion and the conversion of many others. For example, Phineas Young and Rhoda Green had a brother named Brigham, who was converted and later became the second president of the church. Brigham Young's friend Heber C. Kimball also joined the church. He later served in the first presidency. Both Brigham Young and Heber C. Kimball were instrumental in the conversion of thousands in the United States and England. Point out that if you were to fill in the blank on the chalkboard with the names of all the people who have been influenced by Samuel Smith's missionary work, you would have to write millions of names. Those directly influenced included some of the great leaders of the church. Many of those you teach, if not all of them, have in some way been touched by this service. You may want to write your name and the names of some of the class members on the chalkboard. This lesson discusses some of the key revelations the Lord has given concerning service in His kingdom, particularly in sharing the gospel. Point out that just as Samuel Smith's missionary efforts have blessed many generations of church members, when we share the gospel, there is potential to bless many people now and hundreds or even thousands in the future. Discussion and application. This lesson contains more material than is possible to teach in one class period. Prayerfully select the material that will best meet class members' needs. In February 1829, Joseph Smith's parents came to visit Joseph and Emma in Harmony, Pennsylvania. During this time, the prophet inquired of the Lord and received the revelation recorded in Doctrine and Covenants Section 4 for his father, Joseph Smith Sr. In addition to this revelation for his father, the prophet received revelations for many others who asked him to inquire of the Lord and learn of his will for them. Some of these revelations are recorded in Doctrine and Covenants Sections 11, 12, 14, 15, and 16. Although these revelations were given for individuals, the principles pertain to all who serve in the Lord's kingdom. Doctrine and Covenants, section 11, verse 27. 1. Serve Him with all your heart, might, mind, and strength. Read Doctrine and Covenants, section 4, verses 1 and 2 with class members. According to verse 2, what does the Lord require of those who serve in His kingdom? What does it mean to serve with all our heart, might, mind, and strength? This suggests total dedication to the Lord's service. Why is it important that we devote our whole souls to the Lord's service? Why are we sometimes less than fully committed to the Lord's service? How can we improve our commitment to serve the Lord with full devotion? Explain that Joseph Smith's father devoted his life to serving the Lord as he was instructed in Doctrine and Covenants, section 4. Share the following account, which shows the depth of his commitment to share the gospel. Joseph Smith Sr. was filled with the testimony of the truth and was always anxious to share it with others. He was almost 60 when he made the tedious journey to carry the gospel to his father and mother, his sisters and brothers. Soon after he returned home, he was imprisoned for a small debt of $14 rather than deny the divinity of the Book of Mormon and be forgiven the debt. He was cast into a cell with a condemned murderer and left for 4 days without food. Later he was transferred to the prison workyard, where he preached the gospel and converted 2 persons whom he later baptized. He was in prison a full month before his family was able to obtain his release. E. Cecil McGavin, The Family of Joseph Smith, page 68. See also Lucy Mack Smith, History of Joseph Smith, pages 172 and 73, and pages 179 through 86. How can we show the same commitment to sharing the gospel that Joseph Smith Sr. showed? What experiences have you had when sharing the gospel with your family or neighbors, with people at school or work, with people you meet as you travel, in other circumstances? 2. Prepare to serve the Lord. Throughout the Doctrine and Covenants, the Lord counsels us in how to prepare ourselves to serve Him. Explain that this preparation should be a continual effort throughout our lives. What are some of the attributes the Lord desires in those who serve Him? See the following scriptures. List the attributes on the chalkboard and use the questions to encourage discussion. A. Doctrine and Covenants, section 4, verse 3, section 11, verse 8. Why is desire an important attribute in serving the Lord? How can we increase our desire to serve Him? B. Doctrine and Covenants, section 4, verses 5 and 6, section 12, verse 8, section 18, verse 19. Which attributes are repeated most frequently in these verses? Invite class members to share experiences that show the importance of any of these attributes in serving the Lord. C. Doctrine and Covenants, section 11, verse 6 and verse 20. Why is obedience important in serving the Lord? D. Doctrine and Covenants, section 4, verse 7, section 31, verse 12. How has prayer helped you in serving the Lord? Encourage class members to select one of these attributes and prayerfully strive to improve in it. Read Doctrine and Covenants, section 11, verse 21, with class members. What can we learn from this verse about preparing to serve the Lord? How have your experiences shown the wisdom of this counsel? 3. The field is white. Throughout the Doctrine and Covenants, the Lord communicates a sense of urgency about spreading the gospel. This is because the purpose of missionary work is the salvation of souls. Doctrine and Covenants, section 100, verse 4. Read Doctrine and Covenants, section 4, verse 4, section 11, verse 3, and Doctrine and Covenants, section 33, verse 3, with class members. What did the Lord mean by comparing missionary work to a field that is ready to be harvested? Answers could include that many people are prepared to receive the gospel. The Lord warned the elders not to be idle and said that they should go forth rather than tarry. Doctrine and Covenants, section 60, verse 13, section 75, verse 3. How might this warning apply to us? Why do some of us delay sharing the gospel? Elder Henry B. Eyring of the Quorum of the Twelve related the following experience. It's easy to say, the time isn't right, but there is danger in procrastination. Years ago, I worked for a man in California. He hired me. He was kind to me. He seemed to regard me highly. I may have been the only Latter-day Saint he ever knew well. I don't know all the reasons I found to wait for a better moment to talk with him about the gospel. I just remember my feeling of sorrow when I learned after he had retired and I lived far away that he and his wife had been killed in a late-night drive to their home in Carmel, California. He loved his wife. He loved his children. He had loved his parents. He loved his grandchildren. And he will love their children and will want to be with them forever. Now, I don't know how the crowds will be handled in the world to come, but I suppose that I will meet him, that he will look into my eyes, and that I will see in them the question, "Al, you knew. Why didn't you tell me?" In Conference Report, October 1998, page 42, or Ensign, November 1998, page 33. 4. Open your mouths, and they shall be filled. In the Doctrine and Covenants, the Lord gives direction about what we should teach and how we should teach as we share the gospel. He also encourages us to share the gospel without fear, promising to help when we feel inadequate. Read some of the following verses with class members. Doctrine and Covenants, section 11, verse 9, section 15, verse 6, section 18, verse 6, section 31, verses 3 and 4, section 33, verses 10 and 11, section 42, verse 12, and Doctrine and Covenants, section 52, verses 8 and 9. What do these verses reveal about what the Lord's servants should teach? Why is the message of repentance so important? See Doctrine and Covenants, section 18, verses 10 through 14. Read some of the following verses with class members. Doctrine and Covenants, section 18, verses 20 and 21, section 38, verse 41, section 42, verses 6 and 14, section 75, verse 4, and Doctrine and Covenants, section 100, verses 7 and 8. What do these verses reveal about how the Lord's servants should teach? Why is it important to avoid contention in teaching the gospel? What does it mean to lift up your voices as with the sound of a trump? Doctrine and Covenants, section 42, verse 6, and section 75, verse 4. How can we be both bold and meek as we teach the gospel? See Alma, chapter 38, verses 10 through 12. The Lord repeatedly exhorted the elders to open their mouths to declare His gospel, not fearing what man can do. Doctrine and Covenants, section 30, verse 11. See also Doctrine and Covenants, section 30, verse 5, and section 33, verses 8 through 11. The Lord also said that He is not pleased with those who will not open their mouths because of the fear of man. Doctrine and Covenants, section 60, verse 2. How might this apply to us? How can we overcome fear in sharing the gospel? See Doctrine and Covenants, section 19, verse 38. Section 33, verses 12 through 14, and section 75, verses 9 through 13. Explain that some of us hesitate to share the gospel because we lack confidence in our speaking or teaching abilities. How can we overcome such a concern? See Doctrine and Covenants, section 11, verse 21, section 14, verse 8, and section 31, verse 3. Invite class members to tell of experiences when the Lord's Spirit has prompted their words as they have shared the gospel. refer to the account of Samuel Smith's first mission, summarized in the attention activity. Why might Samuel Smith have felt like a failure after his first mission? In what ways was he successful? What can we learn from his experience to help us in our missionary efforts? 5. The Lord promises great blessings to those who labor in His service. What does the Lord promise those who labor diligently in His service? Select some of the following scripture passages to read with class members. Discuss the promises in each passage. Summarize the information on the chalkboard and use the discussion suggestions to encourage application. A. Doctrine and Covenant, Section 4, Verse 4, Section 11, Verse 3, and Section 75, Verse 5. B. Doctrine and Covenant, Section 18, Verses 15 and 16. Invite class members to express their feelings for church members who shared the gospel with them or to describe their feelings as they shared the gospel. C. Doctrine and Covenant, Section 31, Verse 5. Section 84, Verses 60 and 61. D. Doctrine and Covenant, Section 31, Verse 7. Section 109, Verses 55 through 57. Invite class members to share experiences when the Lord has opened their hearts or the hearts of others to the gospel. E. Doctrine and Covenant, Section 31, Verse 11. Section 84, Verse 85. And Section 100, Verses 5 and 6. Invite class members to share experiences when the Spirit has guided their efforts or inspired them as they have shared the gospel. F. Doctrine and Covenant, Section 31, Verse 13, Section 75, Verses 9 through 13, and Section 84, Verse 88. Invite class members to share experiences when they have felt the Lord support them and bear them up as they have shared the gospel. G. Doctrine and Covenant, Section 71, Verses 9 and 10. Point out that the Lord gave this promise at a time when the church was under attack from a bitter apostate. How can this promise help us today? H. Doctrine and Covenant, Section 84, Verse 80. Invite class members to tell how the Lord has sustained them mentally, physically, and spiritually as they have preached the gospel. I. Doctrine and Covenant, Section 100, Verses 7 and 8. Invite class members to share experiences when they have felt the Holy Ghost bear record while they have shared the gospel. Conclusion. Encourage class members to give full devotion to serving the Lord. Emphasize that the Lord will bless them as they share the gospel with others. As directed by the Spirit, testify of the truths discussed during the lesson. Additional teaching ideas. You may want to use one or more of the following ideas to supplement the suggested lesson outline. 1. Repetition of teachings. Have class members each turn to four different sections. Doctrine and Covenants, Sections 6, 11, 12, and Doctrine and Covenants, Section 14. Have one person read the first six verses of any of these sections and ask the others to follow along in the other sections. Explain that in the Scriptures the Lord repeats many instructions, often word for word. What can we learn from the Lord's repetition of these instructions? Why is an understanding of these instructions important to us today? 2. Seek to bring forth and establish the cause of Zion. Doctrine and Covenant, Section 6, Verse 6. Several times the Lord admonished His servants to seek to bring forth and establish the cause of Zion. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 6, Verse 6, Section 11, Verse 6, Section 12, Verse 6, and Section 14, Verse 6. How can we help establish the cause of Zion? Answers could include by living righteously and building up the kingdom of God in our families, in our stakes and wards, through missionary work, and through temple work. What are some causes that may distract us from establishing the cause of Zion? 3. Call to Serve video presentation. If the video cassette Call to Serve is available, number 53072, consider showing part of it during class. 21 minutes. End of Lesson 11. The field is white, all ready to harvest. Doctrine and Covenants and Church History Gospel Doctrine Teacher's Manual.